Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you're all doing well, inshallah. My name is Malaika, and welcome back to episode number 3 of the Sisters Pod. Today, we're going to talk about how important it is to try and get into the routine of waking up early and just how useful it is in also helping you to find a really sustainable balance between staying firm on your deen but also being successful in this dunya. Because I feel like a lot of the time, we feel like we have to compromise one or the other in order to achieve success in those areas. But I don't think that's necessarily true. I think a bit of time management and, you know, what I'm going to be talking about in today's episode will really help you guys. And also, I think this is going to be especially helpful if you ever feel like, you know, you neglect your deen because of all the energy that you're having to put into worldly activities. Because, you know, this happens to all of us at some point. And don't beat yourselves up about it. I know it's easier said than done, but inshallah, this episode will give you guys some actionable tips for keeping in control. So firstly, let's talk about the dynamic between deen and dunya, and just how important it is to have the ability to fulfill the obligations that both bring. So although a lot of people say that you should find the right balance between deen and dunya, which, you know, I've kind of done myself in the title of this episode, I think it's actually a bit misleading in terms of how you interpret the word balance. And I say this because taking care of your iman is so much more important than anything in this dunya. So actually, the real balance in making both of these work together comes in putting your deen first and making this dunya your second priority. So if you take anything away from this episode, please let it be this, right? You know, try and visualize this hierarchy. Whenever you feel like you're struggling to keep in control of both, and keep in mind that actually the true key to success in both deen and dunya is first and foremost fulfilling your obligations to Allah. If you keep true to this, right, you know, I'm certain it's going to take that burden off of your shoulders when you start feeling overwhelmed and when you start getting into that cycle of, you know, feeling like you have to compromise and, you know, you feel as if you begin to fall off track in both areas. And so one really good way to help you find that balance is managing your time well, because in doing so, you're taking control of the situation and you're not giving yourself any excuses to leave off obligations, for example, your salah. One of the best ways to achieve this, in my opinion, is by waking up early. And I'm going to talk about why that is. So firstly, it means you won't fall into the evening time trap. And I'm going to explain this. So generally, our routines all look a little something like this. We wake up, get dressed, maybe have a bit of breakfast. We go to school or work, come back, probably relax for about an hour or so, have some dinner. And then in the evening, we try and knock out some work, you know, whether that's catching up on a lecture, doing some homework. And to be honest, I think we're all pretty knackered at that point. You know, we're all just tired from the day that we've had. But that's one habit that I think a lot of us have gotten into, which is where we schedule a lot of our work for the afternoon and evenings once we're done with, you know, university or work. But 9 times out of 10, something will come up to disturb that time. You know, for example, you're meeting up with friends or visiting family, or we're just too tired to actually get any meaningful work done. And, you know, just as a side note, even if we do manage to force ourselves to work and get something done, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be efficient. And I feel like it just leaves you a lot more stressed for the next day when work begins to pile up. And I know I've felt that personally when, you know, I start falling behind and I feel like I just have to sacrifice my sleep in order to get that stuff done. But this is actually really unhealthy, and it leads you to taking, you know, sort of, like I was saying, revenge on your sleep. And there's actually a name for it. It's called revenge sleep debt. Now, what is this? Well, it means you put off going to bed to engage in activities that you don't have time for during the day. And, you know, it's so easy to fall into this. And I've done it, you know, plenty of times, I'll be completely honest. And it's, you know, sleep is such an easy sacrifice in order to get, you know, that extra work in, because you feel like you don't really see the impact that missing out on those crucial hours of sleep will have on your mental and physical well-being. So, you know, of course the impacts are going to be really bad, and you want to avoid it as much as you can. So not only will sleeping and waking up early help you with your well-being, but it's also going to help you find that time that you need to get these things done without the feeling of having to sacrifice your sleep. And you know, the actual act of going into the sleep debt is especially disruptive of that balance that I was speaking about earlier, because, you know, doing so forces you to just cram all of your work into a time where you're really not in the right mindset to be productive. And it's going to make you much more likely to, you know, be able to engage in acts of worship because of the time constraints that you're putting on yourself. You know, if you're limiting the amount of sleep you're getting, you're going to have less energy for Fajr, or, you know, you'll be less likely to wake up for Tahajjud. And, you know, it really does have a knock-on impact. And I think, I can't remember where I read it, but if you miss out on one night of good sleep, so I think if you get maybe below 6 hours or so, something like that. And so to combat this, you know, battle between keeping on top of things without having to sacrifice your well-being, try and gradually change your sleep schedule so that your evenings are left free for you to plan, you know, however you like. Whether that's spending more time with your family, reading a good book, going for a walk even, or seeking Islamic knowledge. So basically all the things that put you and your well-being first. Now let's talk about the benefits of waking up early. So starting with the spiritual benefits, which arguably are the most important. There's so much wisdom in staying awake after Fajr. There's a hadith where it was narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "O Allah, bless my nation in their early mornings." Subhanallah. You know, early mornings are such a blessed time and can be used so easily for prayer and reflection, because, you know, in a realistic schedule, you're not occupied with, you know, the responsibilities of day-to-day activities yet. And this can really help to boost your connection with Allah, because ideally you're going to have this uninterrupted time where you can focus all of your attention to Him. And this helps you to, you know, feel that genuine close connection. Another benefit is that it gives you more time for your night prayers and, you know, for Tahajjud. And speaking of the Tahajjud, now is an especially good time to get into the routine of waking up early so that your body's ready for it during Ramadan. If you want to pray Taraweeh and Tahajjud and really, you know, to make the most of Ramadan, right? Which I think we want to do. Now, the second benefit is time management. So, like I mentioned at the start, it's so easy to overestimate how much time you have in the day, which mainly leads to two outcomes. One, a cycle of regret about what you haven't finished, or you end up taking that time out of your sleep to finish things. And let's be honest, neither of these are good feelings to experience. But by switching up your routine, you know, sleeping earlier, waking up earlier, you can get this stuff done without it taking such a bad toll on you. And actually, you know, it ends up increasing your motivation because you're in control of that situation, right? And not only are you putting yourself first, you're also, you know, getting into that disciplined routine of scheduling your time well. And actually, you know, there's no sacrifice in this because you're making the boundaries clearer between, you know, school or work and then your personal life and your spiritual pursuit. Benefit number three is better sleep, which I think is a really obvious benefit. You know, there are so many studies telling us how important sleep is for our mental and physical well-being. A huge part of waking up early is actually taking ownership of your sleep schedule and being strict with what time you should be in bed so that you can actually wake up nice and early, feeling refreshed, and, you know, not waking up early in the sense of you only get 2 hours sleeping, right? And then the next benefit is that there's more time for you. Now, what I mean by this is, although the main benefit that you might be thinking of is, you know, having more time to do your work or to take care of errands, get them out of the way with, one of the massive benefits from the time, you know, the extra time that you gain from waking up that little bit earlier can be used for self-care. You know, this encompasses physical, mental, and spiritual self-care. For example, you know, looking after yourself physically, you can start getting some exercise in the mornings, because generally we don't have enough time or energy in the evenings for that. And, you know, this could mean just going for a walk, or it could mean hitting the gym early in the morning. And then for your mental health, you could try doing maybe short meditations, and, you know, even just for 2 minutes. It doesn't have to be the really long ones that are about, you know, 30 minutes to an hour. And just taking these 2 minutes out of your day really helps to clear your head. And you start the day feeling so balanced, right? And most importantly, linking back to what I mentioned earlier, for that spiritual self-care, you can also get into the habit of maybe reading some Quran every morning before or after Fajr. And it also makes it easier, you know, waking up earlier, to keep on top of your morning adhkar, because you'll have more time and energy for it since you've slept early and, you know, woken up in time for Fajr. And you've actually got that time to spare until sunrise because you're not going back to sleep. And, you know, having this time is so, so valuable, especially if you're, like, you know, super busy at home during the day, if you've got, you know, siblings or children to take care of, which takes up a lot of your time, right? Now, another benefit is that it builds discipline. So, you know, we've been talking about all the sort of physical, mental, spiritual benefits of waking up early, but I feel like the biggest win from, you know, that the act itself of waking up early is that it makes you a much more disciplined person. You know, finding that desire to stay inside your cozy bed all day really builds the discipline, and, you know, that mere act is going to really motivate you to get stuff done that morning, whether or not you feel like it. And this is so crucial to actually being productive and staying in control of both your deen and dunya, because you're giving up a small pleasure, which is, you know, staying in bed, for such a huge reward. And you're going to reap that reward from the actions that you do that morning, whether that's, you know, reading the Quran, or, you know, working on a really hard assignment. Now, just as a little side note, I thought this would be cute to include, but another benefit is that you can go and see the sunrise. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you live near the coast or you live, you know, in a busy city, just try and get outside and experience the beauty of Allah's creation, right? Because, subhanAllah, like, sunrises are so, so beautiful. You know, take a friend or, you know, sibling, family member, and try and go watch the sunrise whenever you can. You know, I'm not saying to go out every day to watch it, but, you know, maybe once in a while, just go out and, you know, take that time to really get in nature and just take it all in, right? Because I feel like we're all so busy with our day-to-day lives. We're not really mindful of, you know, taking that time for ourselves. And it's the little things in life, right? It's the little things in life. So, yeah, I just thought that would be nice to include. Okay, so let's move on to some tips on how to make this sustainable. You know, it wouldn't be of much help to you guys if I just told you all the benefits of waking up early without giving you some tips to actually help incorporate it into your daily routine. So here are some of the most important tips to help you get into that habit of waking up early. So tip number one is to fix your sleep schedule. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's definitely a lot easier said than done, but there are ways to, you know, facilitate it. So for example, you can put your alarm clock really far away from you, because I know this is, you know, one of the biggest hurdles for a lot of people. And, you know, for me as well, like, I use my phone for my alarm clock, which I don't really recommend. But if you don't have an alarm clock, you know, it's completely fine. But what I do is, instead of keeping it, like, right next to me so that when it turns on, I just snooze and, you know, go back in bed, I put it really far away from me. And actually, you know, not only does that force me to sort of physically get up out of bed to turn it off, you know, you're not tempted to go on it just before bed, because I think a lot of us, we don't just, you know, immediately go to sleep. And within that time, you might be tempted to just, you know, go on your phone and to try and pass some time, but that's honestly just going to make you stay up longer. So yeah, putting it in the furthest corner of your room and, you know, do not disturb, all of that. If you do that, then hopefully you can begin to gradually sort of start sleeping earlier. So, you know, 5 to 10 minutes every day, try and get into that routine. And yeah, inshallah, you should get to the point where you're in that sustainable habit of sleeping early, not going on your phone before bed. Okay, so tip number 2 is to make a list of everything that you want to accomplish that morning before you go to sleep. By making a clear plan of everything you want to achieve, you're not giving yourself any excuses to stay in bed. You know, you're going to be a lot more motivated to tick everything off of your list, and that's really going to help you start your day off well, because you're giving yourself a structure rather than, you know, just waking up early and then you think, okay, well, you know, what am I going to do with my time, right? Because you've already planned that the night before. And, you know, I feel like I'm going on about, you know, sort of being productive, but there's also a really key aspect of managing your time well, which a lot of us don't notice. You know, we try and cram in all the work that we can, you know, homework or, you know, anything like that. But actually, taking control of your time, one of the main reasons of doing that is to give yourself more time for other things outside of, you know, work and all of that. And, you know, for the sisters out there who feel like you just don't have enough time to pursue, you know, your Islamic studies or reading the Quran or, you know, engaging in any sort of sunnahs, you know, anything like that, right? Really taking this ownership of your time, you know, making these lists and, you know, trying to sleep earlier, it's all going to help you to, you know, make that time out, right? And because it's going to make it obvious where you've got those pockets of time and where you can actually engage in those things that you want to engage in, but you feel like you don't have the time because, like I was saying earlier, you fall into that trap of leaving everything until the evening and then things come up. And this leads me on to my next tip, which is to eat your frogs. Now, this is a saying that I think I learned from one of my teachers, but it means that basically do your hardest tasks first. So eat your frogs. And that means that, you know, when you wake up early and you get those hardest tasks out of the way, you can, you know, enjoy the rest of your day guilt-free without that burden of work weighing on you right into the evening. It's going to alleviate so much stress, right? Trust me. And, you know, I just think it's amazing how just, you know, making a small tweak to your schedule gives you, you know, it's almost as if, you know, that extra time is created and you can honestly just really try and utilize it, because it's only going to lead to benefits and it's going to honestly help you find that balance between deen and dunya that you've been looking for. And tip number 4 is find someone who can keep you accountable. So one really good way that I've seen people do this actually is that they find a friend or, you know, a group of mates and they make a group chat. So where I've seen this is that people have made a tahajjud group chat, and basically every morning they all message each other to say that they've woken up on time to pray tahajjud, and that holds everyone accountable for it, because, you know, obviously you've got to be awake to send that message, right? And I think it's such a good idea if you've got people around you who you could do this with. So if you do, you know, definitely try it out, right? Because the benefits are honestly immeasurable. So like I've mentioned in my previous episodes, always, always make dua if you're trying to make changes in your life that are for the sake of Allah. You know, ask Him to make waking up earlier easy for you and use it as an opportunity to make your intention clear. Not only does this make you more confident in actually being able to sustain that routine in the long run, it also brings your focus back to, you know, Allah and putting your deen first, like we talked about at the beginning. And, you know, whenever you feel like you're struggling, it's so comforting to confide in Allah about all our struggles and, you know, what we feel like we're doing well, what we feel like we're not doing so well. And, you know, like I said, it just brings your focus back and it tunes you in with, you know, why you started all of this in the first place, right? Because, you know, a lot of the time when we try and be more productive, or like we're speaking about in this episode, really try and find the right balance, we're going to struggle, right? That's natural. That's normal. You know, we're going to hit pitfalls and, you know, we're also, inshallah, going to experience real highs. The only way to, you know, make this a habit in the long run is to always keep your intention clear. And, you know, I feel like a lot of the time we get these sudden bursts of energy where, you know, we get the urge to sort of change our life around, right? And, you know, be as productive as we can. And, you know, that's brilliant, right? But, you know, the truth is we never really stay in that sort of mindset. And so that's why making dua is so important. And I feel like it's a lot more helpful than we realise, because we're constantly grounding ourselves and we're constantly, you know, turning back to Allah and, you know, asking Him for help, for guidance. And in doing so, you know, you're really setting yourself up for success. So there are my top tips to help you guys start waking up early to make the most of your day. I really hope this episode was helpful. And if you try and implement these tips, then, you know, please give me a message on Instagram, which is linked down below. And let me know how it goes, inshallah. Stay tuned for next week's episode. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.